We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
This is the Sooner Sports Podcast, your all-access pass to Sooner Sports. The Sooner Sports Podcast is presented by Allstate. Are you in good hands? And by Riverwind Resort. Riverwind Resort, the place to be.
Oh, mama, what a play!
Now, here's your host, Chris Plank.
All right, welcome into the Sooner Sports Podcast. It's our Sunday presser refresher after Oklahoma's 28-24 win over TCU on Saturday night. Notice this on the big screen after the game. It is the 400th victory for Oklahoma football at Gaylord Family Oklahoma Memorial Stadium, and the Sooners clinched a berth in the Big 12 Championship. Of course, one of the big questions, the turnovers, but one of the big answers came from the defense as Oklahoma forced a huge late turnover on an interception by Brendan Radley-Hiles to secure the victory. Well, you will head to Bedlam next weekend, or Stillwater, to play Bedlam next weekend in a primetime kick, 7 o'clock. Lincoln Riley afterwards was in great spirits after the win and fired up about what's ahead of this team.
Great win, man. Great win. This win was significant for so many reasons. First for us, our seniors, and what this senior class has meant to us, whether it's a guy that's been here for a year, a guy that's been here for a few years, somebody that went through, what Grant Calcaterra did this week. I mean, these guys have all had a huge, huge impact on this program. And, what they got an opportunity to do in the next couple of weeks is very special, rare, even at a place like this. And so winning this last one for those guys, and they left, leaving Owen Field as a winner, was extremely important to this team. I thought we really dominated the football game. I mean, stats would say that. Love how we ran the football. Really was proud of the way we played defensively all night. I mean, allowing anybody in this league to have 200 yards of offense and then just making the clutch stops that we made time after time there in the second half was awesome. Obviously not getting a couple of the fourth downs and the turnovers. I mean, that was the equalizer. And maybe the one kind of negative part of an otherwise pretty dominant performance. And some mistakes that we got to continue to clean up. We talked in there, we're still, in so many ways a young or kind of slash new team. And we keep kind of finding ways to get better. I thought we did some things better tonight against a really good TCU team, some things that hadn't been done to them on both sides of the ball all year. We've obviously got to do a better job in the turnover department. I think that goes without saying, and really all three of the turnovers were, on positive drives, the one in the first half and then obviously the two down there low there at the end of the game. And so, but you got to do better with those. That's part of the game. It's a great equalizer and something that we got to continue to find a way to do a better job of putting our guys in position And then certainly, you know, the hanging on to the football, the ball security part has got to get better if we want to accomplish what we think we can. So we are thrilled about the win. TCU's hard to beat. They're always hard to beat. And, what it means, the 10th win, get to play in the Big 12 championship game here in a couple weeks, which is significant, obviously. It's a big, big deal. Winning 10 games, getting to play for your conference championship is huge. Right now, it's all our focus is going to go towards, you know, to Bedlam, to Oklahoma State, going into Stillwater with a lot of goals intact, man, and it's exciting. And I still know our best ball's out there, and our team feels like that too, and we're gaining on it, and we're going to go work our tails off and try to put it all together.
You go for 366 tonight rushing. Talk about, you know, your decision in the second half. You decided to go with the running game. And
yeah, it didn't really – we just honestly didn't need to throw it that much. I mean, honestly, we ran it so well. And, you know, some of it had to do with what TCU was doing. Some of it just had to do with, man, we were just running it great. I mean, Jalen was running it great. Ramondre, Kennedy, thought our offensive line was as consistent with their job and as physical as we've been all year. And, yeah, I mean, the running game was so good. I mean, you just felt like, man, we're getting chunk plays out of it. We're moving the ball. We're controlling the clock. And the one disappointing thing in the run game is not getting paid off, you know, with the points that we probably should have gotten, obviously. And so, you know, you got to do better. That's the name of the game. But very encouraged. And being able to run the ball well this time of the year matters. And probably our best rushing performance of the year. And that's exciting, certainly going forward into these next challenges.
And it gets to 21-0, and you guys have little resistance up to that point. How confident were you knowing the last 3 weeks have turned like that, have been so crazy?
You just play. I mean, you're not like when we get up 21-0, I start thinking about the end of the game or where we're at. It's just trying to stop them the next defensive series. It's trying to score the next offensive series. There was a lot of adjustments in this game. Certainly was a lot with Coach Patterson, like there has been every single time we've ever played them. It was just, there was a lot of back and forth. They did a lot of things different that we had to continue to adjust to and give them credit. I mean, they made some great plays, you know, stripping Jalen down there. Guy kind of undercut CD on a route. Thought CD maybe slipped a little bit on the route down there in the red zone, but they made some awesome competitive plays. They're a good team. I mean, look and see how people move the ball against them this year. I mean, they're always hard to do it against, and this one's no different. And, you know, at the end of the day, you got to find a way to win, and we did it.
Lincoln, when you say ball security, I mean, that falls directly to Jalen. He's had the picks, and he had the fumble. Like you just mentioned them stripping him. Is that – I know you're going to say you're not concerned or alarmed, but he's got to – there comes a point where it's –
got to be. No, I'm not going to say I'm not. We don't have to do better with that. I mean, you know, a guy that's handling the ball, making as many decisions as he makes, you don't want to obviously have the one down there in the red zone. I'll be interested to see the interception because I did feel like that we slipped a little bit on the route. I'll be interested to see how much of it was that and how much of it was maybe a, you know, the decision, the throw. I didn't have a great vantage point of it. So, you know, other than that, he was pretty clean through the game. You know, missed a couple of throws. One of the first games that he just missed a few throws down the field that could have really busted the thing open. And long by just a tad bit. So he was just a little bit off on some of the deep balls. Ran the ball extremely well. He's got to do a better job putting it away. I mean, this one was different. It was a breakaway, which can be one of the toughest ones because – so many guys don't want to run with it tight in that scenario because they feel like it does slow them down a little bit and, you know, just didn't see the guy coming up on him. I think he thought he was cruising in. And so, we need him to do better with it. He's doing a ton of things well. I thought his understanding of the run game and then how we wanted to attack them in the throw game was – he did some really good things. He didn't get paid off for all of them, but you can – I could see some of the progress in him taking and understanding what we want him to do. So new challenges each week. That's part of how this thing goes, and we're getting better. And he's doing a great job and leading us to victories, and hopefully he can lead us to a few more.
Lincoln, we haven't talked to you, obviously, since Grant's news. I mean, is that something you thought was going to be an outcome for a while? Or is it still trying to make it work?
We knew it was a possibility after he had the latest concussion. But there was patience. I mean, we knew at – At at best, I say at best, for him to get back on the field, we knew it was going to at least take several weeks to even get to that point to making that decision. So it wasn't rushed. And he did a great job consulting with our medical team, who's one of the top experts in the country on it. He went to a couple of different outside opinions from very credible people in the field. Had a lot of time to think about it. Wasn't something that was rushed, and certainly involved medical personnel, his family, and he made the right decision. I mean, he did, and it stinks because, you know, the passion that kid has for the game, and certainly there was a very potential future for him in the game, obviously here and potentially professionally as well. But, you know, there's more to it than this game, and, you know, I think everybody totally got it. Everybody supports him 1,000%. We're sick for him, but also happy that he was able to get to a place to make the right decision.
Lincoln, there's so much talk and question about what you guys are defensively. When you look at that second half and Jalen's turnover and the turnover on downs and the way they responded, is that something different that you see from this defense that you haven't seen in the past?
Yeah, there's some really incredible resilience. I mean, you look at the stats, say you play pretty good defensively, say you play really good. But they don't even tell the whole story, you know, the different adversities that came up defensively and how we were able to not only make a lot of stops but make them in such key times. And kind of I loved our defensive guys to me, and I've always thought the best defensives have this. They were even excited after we would have a turnover and didn't get on fourth down. Like, they were excited to just get back on the field. It wasn't like, oh, the offense, you know, didn't score, or they turned it over, they didn't get it on fourth down. Sometimes you see defenses go out there like kind of taking the mood of, oh, man, it was unsuccessful. Like, our guys were chomping at the bit. Like, they wanted to be back out there. They're probably pissed right now if they only got to play 45 snaps, which is awesome. I mean, that is – you guys got tired of me saying mentality, 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 mentality. That's mentality right there.
About Caleb Kelly and just where you are with what his future is. With
the yeah, team. No, excited to get him back on the field. You know, we've kind of tried to balance, you know, his health, getting him to a point where we thought he would be, you know, just physically ready to play and help and play at a high level. And then also certainly keeping our options open with the four-game redshirt. So obviously played him, excited to get him in there. And you know, we'll just kind of week to week continue to reevaluate both his performance and kind of where he stands on the four-game deal.
Can you talk about the Kennedy Brooks where it looks like basically the whole stadium thought it was targeting and you called timeout?
Yeah.
You got pretty heated with the officials. Did you get to see it, like, on the replay?
I didn't see the replay. I was on our sideline down there, and I had a really, really good vantage point. We'll you know, it's kind of like CDs a couple of weeks ago. We'll just talk to the league and see what their opinion was on it, but it looked fairly clear cut. But, you know, they look at them, they review them, and obviously we gave them plenty of time. And I'm sure if they thought it was, you know, all, you know, the difference this year is the all aspects of targeting have to be there. And so we'll see it, but it certainly looked fairly suspicious.
We're running the ball so well in the second half, but that fourth and one, I mean, that's a gutsy decision, even in that situation when you are running it well.
Yeah.
Walk us through that decision.
Yeah, I just felt like we were running it well. I felt like it was one of those moments where, I mean, you can either sit back and give them the ball back. And I certainly obviously had a lot of confidence defensively at that point, but also had confidence with the way we're running it. And I just felt like, this is a chance where we can go win it right here. Like, we get 1 yard, it's going to be very, very difficult for us to not win this game. And, so I had confidence in it. If I had the chance to do it again, I'd do it again.
Lincoln, this is the second straight week.
Maybe call a different play, but do it again.
Your defense is running off the field because they're getting picks late in the game. That's got to give you a good feeling about it.
Yeah. No, yeah, I mean, our turnovers have come at really, really key times. And, it's exciting. And what a phenomenal play it was, critical play. We were close to several others, got our hands on a lot of balls, several tipped right there. Thought coverage was very good again tonight. I'm really proud of those guys.
We'll ask you a lot more about OSU Monday, but just for tonight's sake, how good a running back are you guys up against next week?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, he's an NFL running back. You know, he's fantastic. You know, we recruited him some, like a lot of people did, and the way he's really developed, man. He's changed his body there, you know, and he's, you know, kind of coming out of high school, he was a really fast guy that was a really good player, but was raw in some areas. And you know, the Oklahoma State guys, and give Chuba a ton of credit, they've really developed him. He's become a complete player. He's as good an individual player as we'll play all year.
Lincoln, I don't know if you know or not that Oregon lost tonight. I know you don't like addressing all that stuff, but
get ready to play Oklahoma State. Can't wait.
Is it good maybe to have a little excitement for the fans that they can see something there? Because it does seem like it's been kind of difficult for everybody, you know, since the Kansas State loss. Would you like to see, I don't know, some more excitement in the fan base? I mean, you talked about the crowd.
I just hope they'd be excited about the guts of this team and how this team plays together and fights through stuff, and how we're playing defensively, and how these seniors have played, and you know, I'd hope we could get excited about being 10-1 and a pretty damn good football team. So, you know, I'll leave all that other stuff up to them. We're just going to try to keep winning.
What did you think overall of the front seven?
Man, we were really dominant early. You know, we were able to get to the quarterback quite a bit. Did a pretty nice job in the run game. I thought we caused a lot of havoc through the game consistently there. Some just awesome effort plays, especially on some of those option plays after they got us on the one. You know, we were able to run down. I thought we finished some plays very physically. You hold people to what we did, it was probably a pretty dominant performance, and it certainly felt like that from the front.
Lincoln, last week you guys had 41, 42 minutes possession time. This tonight, 39 minutes.
Yeah.
That's way more than you typically have had since you've been here. Has this been strange at all for you to call a game like that? Is it different?
No, it reminds me honestly of some of the games we had earlier in our time here, you know, when we, you know, kind of, you know, had a lot of games where we were able to close out and run the ball, you know, a bunch at key times. And this time of year, that's always big. So, it's been huge, obviously, in these last two wins. And you know, you always got to call them. There's always different scenarios. You got to be able to adapt to it. So, no, it doesn't feel strange. It feels good when you can control it like that. I mean, it makes a difference for our football team.
Lincoln, you talked earlier about the decision to play Caleb Kelly tonight. Mm-hmm. What'd you think of the way he played when he was out there?
Looked active, looked aggressive, looked healthy. I thought gave our team a little bit of a spark just seeing him back out there. I mean, that was out there on the same field during the spring practice when he did hurt his knee, and everybody kind of felt it with him at that time and seen the rehab. And, I mean, that happens in spring, and in your mind you kind of think, oh, he's done for the season, and to see him fight back like he has and just the way he's carried himself through it. It hasn't been poor me. He's done the work. He's also continued to be a very active member of this team. Some guys, when they get injured, go into a little bit of a shell. And he's continued to make an impact even when he couldn't be on the field. And so I know our guys appreciate it. And he looked like Caleb to me.
Coming into tonight, did you anticipate trying to get him in relatively
early?
We
did. Yeah, we kind of, as he practiced through the week, we thought this would be an opportune time to get him going, so we planned on playing him, and it was good to see him out there.
Lincoln, I know TCU's 24th against the run coming into this game, giving up like 3.7 yards a rush. You Jalen and Kennedy both had, you know, 6.0 plus. What does that say kind of about this offensive line and how they've grown up?
Yeah, no, it's one of our better games. It definitely was. They're playing playing better, more consistent. You know, some of that continuity's taking hold. I thought we played very physical. The guys ran hard. I mean, yeah, it's you can run like that at the end of the season in these big games like this. When you can run the ball for 360 yards plus, you're going to win a lot of games. And so it was probably as dominant of a running performance we've had this year. And again, that bodes extremely well for what's coming up.
Anything else? What's made the quarterback run game against you guys so tough to stop?
Jalen's a great runner. Line's playing better. I think we're continuing to evolve and find out kind of what the best version of us is. And it's tough because, you know, we've got some good receivers, and we can still, you know, we've thrown the ball around pretty decent this year. And so it's just kind of another element that people have to defend. Like I said, I think our understanding of it is getting better. We definitely took some positive steps on that. We it was probably more effective tonight than it's been all year.
On the flip side of that, defensively, what Max and the quarterbacks last 3 weeks have had success running the football against you guys at the quarterback position. What's been the challenge with that?
Well, I mean, you play athletic quarterbacks, you know, in this league every single week. This ain't like a lot of leagues where it's one-on, one-off. You know, there's every quarterback that's a starter in this league right now is a good athlete. And we knew that with Max. We knew they were going to scheme it up. It's hard to stop quarterback run game. I mean, it is. It gives you one more guy in the count. It's one more blocker they have. And when you do have, again, kind of like them, when you've got guys like Rager and those guys out there on the edge, you know, where do you put everybody? And so, honestly, other than the 62-yard run, which you can't say that, we did a decent job on him in the run game. And but he's good. He's athletic, and he can make you pay if you miss a gap like we did on the long run.
OU has now won 20 straight November games, and since the start of 2000, Sooners are 64-11. And tonight's win means the Sooners have won at least 10 games 40 times. The Sooners also lead the nation with 17 double-digit win seasons since 2000. Wild note that Brian Odom, the Sooner linebacker coach, told us after the game. He's been coaching for 16 years now. That was his first ever 10-win season. Kenneth Murray joked, hey, welcome to Oklahoma. And the Sooners rushed for 366 yards in the game, the fourth time this year that OU has rushed for at least 300 yards, 64 rushing plays, the most since West Virginia in 2016, where the Sooners also ran the ball 64 times. Meanwhile, on the flip side of it, the 145 passing yards was its fewest since the Russell Athletic Bowl. But one great note on the defense, as we get set to hear from Alex Grinch, the Sooners have now forced a punt on its opponent's opening drive 11 straight times this year. Afterwards, as you might imagine, Alex Grinch feeling pretty good.
I think overall, the bad plays always stand out to you, but I thought overall, obviously, the guys battled, certainly you'd say it was a good performance. And just, you know, some of the situational stuff late, I mean, just to kind of have the mental fortitude to get some stops and some obviously critical situations, and was obviously very pleased and found a way to get a, you know, takeaway at the end for a third straight week. And so very excited for them to again kind of be called upon there late to secure a victory, and the guys came through.
Redmond, did you think his progression from the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, you're right.
Talk about that.
Yeah, no, I think it's pretty evident to all of us, and I think so much of it, you know, stems from, you know, when you've been out as long as he has, and it's a tall, okay, well, he's back. Well, it's not as if he had a long college football career prior to that. And so had to work through it, I think, from a confidence standpoint, just from an understanding what Saturdays are going to look like, feel like, and then what preparation takes place and is necessary so that your Saturday you can walk into a stadium with confidence, you know, understanding calls and understanding, you know, that from an effort standpoint, just the combination of all those things. And so thrilled for him, thrilled for us, and he's gonna be a heck of a football player.
In the second half, your back's against the wall, you know, several times. You proud how your defense came through? I mean, and Buki's interception, just tough play.
Well, very proud. I mean, and that's the word. I mean, when you're called upon, I mean, there's times we call upon the offense to come save our tail, and so that's we talked about complimentary football maybe a week ago or over the last couple of weeks, and it goes both ways, and situationally, I think, you know, so much of what we've attempted to do is try to, really maybe de-emphasize, what the situation is for our offense, and obviously your team, but in the moment, regardless of what the scoreboard reads and what the offense they score, we got to go get a stop. They pump, we got to go get a stop, and so they've obviously made a major emphasis of that over the course of 11 weeks now. And I'd like to think it's starting to kind of take hold. I mean, you're never there. I mean, it's not a magic bullet by any stretch of the imagination. But making sure that, again, from a individual standpoint, every guy on the defense and then collectively defensively, is, again, regardless of what the offense is doing in that particular situation, wherever the ball finds itself, we got to go get a stop. And so, again, I think that they're buying into that. And then you got some video evidence to say that, you know, we're capable of getting those things done.
For that during the week in practice, and can you describe if you do?
Well, one of our big emphases is you know, at some point you got to get three good plays in a row or get a takeaway. There's only two, and we've talked about it in here several times. There's only two ways to get off the field, and so you know we you know, one of the things you know we did this week was you know, show them, you know, NFL football, and when we show them, okay, what's the score? You know, what's it matter? What's the defense have to do? They got to get a three and out, get a takeaway. And I read up Powerball numbers to them last night. You know, I said, well, what are those? You know, they don't know what numbers I'm even reading to them, but I said, what do those mean? And they echo back to me, three and out takeaway, because we're trying to, for lack of a better way to put it, brainwash them that way. Because, again, that's football. You know, no matter what the situation is, no matter what the scoreboard reads, no matter where the ball is, your performance matters. And we can't get them any other agreement than that, except that we got to get a stop. And so I think they're embracing it, one, because it's real, you can't punch holes in it. And then obviously you have a chance to have real world examples other than just, you know, coach speak and all those things. So, that obviously continues and football's hard. So it's not as if, you're ever there and check that box and on to the next thing. It's constant.
How much of that second half last week, just kind of, could you see the confidence kind of growing each and every day throughout the week since after, I mean, they shut out Baylor, they come out and then they do what they did tonight to TCU. But can you see that, the progression, the confidence in the players?
Yeah, I think so. I think the one thing, just as you, if you look over the body of work over the course of the season, I think they can feel themselves, you know, from an execution standpoint, have success when we execute. You know, they can see it, they can feel, they know what it looks like at this point. I think, you know, specific to the last four weeks, there's been every side of it that you can possibly think of. And as a coach, you know, give me as much adversity as you can possibly give us, because we'll learn so much from it as long as you ensure us we get a win. And obviously it's not magic. So it doesn't always go that way. But I think so much of it's not just the second half last week. I think it's a 4 week, 11 week stretch. We always talk all the time about 1 week evaluations, but you're constantly, from a confidence standpoint, building that. And you have the evidence of when we do X, Y, and Z, we have a chance to be a pretty good defense. When we don't, we get very, very average to below average very, very quickly, which puts you like the bulk of the country that way. And so, I think it's building that way. And it's a fragile thing, and so we got to continue to work with these guys to instill that, and we'll get back at it on Monday.
Rallying Max, you know, he had that one big run.
Yeah.
How did you feel like you did most of the night?
Well, I had a lot of respect for him coming into the game, and you didn't know how exactly they would use him in the run game, but you knew they would. And found the option play, tried a couple different times, and then did a particular set, and got loose the one time. We made a couple adjustments that way, which the guys handled, which I give the guys credit for. But had a lot of respect for you know, he's gonna be a heck of a player in this conference. You know, has the ability to extend plays with his feet, has a tremendous arm. And he's fast now, and so he had our respect going into it, and you saw why.
This was Caleb Kelly's first game this season. What did you think of the way he played?
Well, I look at the tape, and I don't know the exact rep count, but I sure liked having him out there. I know the group was excited for him, and it's an unusual situation to have your first work week 11. Senior night in the stadium and all those things. So, he's a guy that will continue to progress on our defense, continue to get more reps. That helps our linebacker room, and subsequently, obviously, helps our defense. I'm thrilled for him, excited for us, and you'll see more of him as we move forward.
How do you feel like he helps going into, like you said, week 11? How does he help specifically?
Well, I think, you know, it's all hands on deck. When you get to the November football and you're competing for championships, and you want to finish November the right way, and obviously, you know, as of tonight, have an opportunity to you know, we bought ourselves one more football game, which is a critical element of things. I mean, you need everybody. I mean, and you saw, you know, examples of it tonight, regardless of position, where your number's called, and we need elite performance on all sides of the football, and he's one that we're excited to add to the mix.
Yeah. Was the goal to get him in early the way that you guys?
You know what, it actually was, and then that's something that Coach Odom and myself talked about. We wanted to get him in. What we didn't want to do was, you know, get him in. You know, find the second quarter or third quarter and those things. We wanted to get him as soon as possible, kind of, you know, knock maybe a little bit of the rust off and the excitement level off. And so, no, that was the plan.
Alex, you're going to get I assume a pretty solid dose of the nation's leading rusher next week.
Sure.
Do you like how your unit is taking on lead tailbacks up to this point?
Yeah, and not to suggest I don't look at the numbers at all, but I think we've done okay in the run game in terms of Big 12 play. He's the elite one in this country, and so we'll be. I have not studied them, so in terms of how and all those things, in terms of how they use them, and I know he catches the ball on the backfield as well, but that'll be a major challenge for us. And you know, okay, go load the box. Well, that puts you thin on the back end. So no, that'll be a major challenge for us, and we got to jump on it tomorrow.
After you know, struggling, this defense struggling to get turnovers for so much, a good chunk of the season.
Yeah.
I guess how big has it been that they seem to be coming now at exactly the right moment?
Well, they have, and you know, we talk about takeaways equal victory, and in my head, going, we're going to get five of them, and it's going to be a great day, and all those stuff, and Saturday's going to be easy, but it doesn't have a tendency to work that way all the time, but. It's proof positive how critical those things are, and you know, it goes back to one of my previous points. Is in those moments you got two options. You know, find a way to get three good plays in a row, and in a situation like that, you're talking about four good. You know it's a four down situation, and you also know that, man, if we can get two hands on this football somehow, some way, or be able to strip that thing out, you got a real good chance of calling it a win. And so, no, those are pretty good evidence for the guys in terms of how critical those things have. And you also feel the other way when we turn the ball over on the other side of the ball. You say, okay, well, if they're getting them, why aren't we? And so it is a challenge for our guys. You know, they got a couple more takeaways than us, and we can't be okay and say, well, it just went their way. No, why are they getting them? Why are we not? And that's something we got to do. Obviously, continue to do a better job of.
Alex, I'm sorry. I was curious, what did you think of the strip against Jalen? Were you able to watch that on the big screen? It seemed like a rare play, just a tough play.
You know what? I took a quick peek up, and I really didn't get, you know, I at that moment you assume you're taking the field, and so I don't have a great answer.
Strip of Jalen down there in the end zone, your defense huddled up and started to dance in the huddle, and Lincoln came in here and said, probably the first time in a while this defense seemed excited to go back out there and redeem the team after a turnover like that. Do you see that? Do you feel that? And how proud are you if you do see that?
Sure, I think, you know, a couple things. One, it's becoming the norm in practice. And again, it never feels the same in practice, but you try to simulate it the best you can. But there's been a increased energy level as we've gone through the work week, which that's one. I think number two, I think you saw it a little bit last Saturday night, not specific to maybe a turnover, but just in the second half, just. In that moment, why would I not have good energy? It's my performance, I got to make sure that you know, I'm doing my job in that particular case. And it, you know, the more enthusiasm you had, the this is that sport, man. It's hard to execute when you don't have it. And so I'd mention that, and then, you know, in that I think it's just the cumulative effect. You know, when you're doing it during the week, you got a little bit of, I won't call it a track record just yet, but you've done it in your past and had success. That was, you know, neat to see Coach Manning's in the middle of him, get him going, and the bulk of that was them, and I think that also speaks to a belief. You know, it's hard to fake it. I mean, you can fake a few words, you can give a quick little pep talk and let's go guys type of thing, but to start bouncing around, God dang, you guess what, you better go back it up. You're gonna look like fools. So that speaks to their confidence, and they certainly did.
I remember, you know, after the Kansas State game, you said everybody's got to handle adversity better, and you just said, "Give me all the, you know, give me all you can give me."
Yeah.
Do you feel like you see these last two games, like since that Kansas State game, does that give you kind of that sense of accomplishment as a coach? Like, okay, we're starting to handle adversity.
Well, it does, and you know, obviously you're in the results business, so you can only go so far down that dark road of adversity. You know, again, you're in the business of winning football games, but I'll say this: you either believe in adversity or you don't. You know, there's really no middle ground. And so you get you, and what's so critical about it is that you use it the right way. And again, coaches, and I guess I'll speak specific to myself. I'm a little bit different that way. Like I get that is a driving force that gets you awfully excited to see those things. You know, and again, everybody wants, you know, win the game 50-0 and all those things, and I'll take those too. But no, there's something to that. That's why you're in the business. That's also why they call you coach, is so that you can help guys maybe through some of those moments and learning experiences, all those things, and to see them, one, do it, then two, reap the benefits of it it does excite you as a coach.
We gotta wrap up here. Have two more.
16 snaps, second half of Baylor, 45 today. How beneficial is it to play 61 snaps the last six quarters?
Well, as soon as you say that, I actually didn't realize that count. I knew from last week. I didn't realize that was the number tonight. I don't know the exact drive total, but I kind of highlighted that last week, and certainly meant to, because you know, when you talk about time of possession, you know, a lot of people look at time of possession, and that's obviously and I'm not minimizing that, but one of the things we do as a defense is we look at, okay, how many drives got started, how many drives did our offense have versus how many drives their offense had, because That to me, you know, it's an equal opportunity for both defenses to get off the field in three plays. So if we're doing it and then we subsequently don't turn the ball over, or pardon me, we don't go three and out on offense, and then we turn into drives, I don't think that you minimize what the defense did by getting the three and out, if that makes sense. But, you know, obviously, you know, you don't go into it expecting to play so few, but I think numbers-wise, 1-9 on third downs, had the fourth down stop at the end, and so, you know, found a way to get off the field, which was critical, and obviously our offense ran the ball really well. So all that stuff obviously worked hand in hand.
I asked you a couple of weeks ago about Kenneth, and it seemed like those impact plays were starting to go away. Obviously, the screen that he blew up early in the game, and then a couple of more tackles for loss. When he's playing like that, how does it just give the defense more confidence? It seems like those guys are bouncing more around whenever he's making plays.
Oh, I think it's obviously not just him making plays where the confidence stems from, but he would be one of those guys. I mean, you have X number of playmakers on your football team, X, you know, number of players specific to us on the defensive side of the ball. He would be at or near the top of that category. And so for us to play good defense, we need Kenneth Murray to play well, and then number two, make impact plays for us. And I think it was critical for him to have an impact play kind of early on there. And we'll ride with him. And he's talk about being in the huddle and all those things. You know, when you're making plays, your credibility in front of the group obviously rises. And so he's one that is one of our leaders. And he played well tonight. So excited for him.
From Alex Grinch to Kenneth Murray, very emotional after the game for K9. Many feel as if the Sooner Butkus Award candidate will indeed declare for the NFL draft after this year. There's been a lot of talk about how highly he is thought of by NFL prospects and NFL scouts. But afterwards, he was all about one thing: winning the game on Saturday and putting this team in position to still potentially play for a national championship.
You know, my family means everything to me. And my parents, they made a long drive this morning. Just to come here for this game and just being with them and obviously, the way this season has went, you know, it's been ups and downs and been battling and just truly keeping my faith and you start to see stuff to pay off. And so, just kind of a little emotional just seeing hard work pay off. But other than that, you know, just happy to see my family.
Kenneth, on that series where Jalen Hurts fumbled the ball, you guys go back out on the field, what were you feeling in that moment?
I get takeaway, three and out takeaway. That's our whole mentality. That's the saying that we were preaching on the sideline, is three and out takeaway. So, either we're going to get a three and out or we're going to get a takeaway. But either way, you know, we're going to get a stop. So, that's our whole mentality. And it wasn't surprising. We wanted to be able to go out there and be able to get a stop. And so, You know, when situations like that come up, you know, we got to be able to get go out there and get a stop, and I feel like we did that.
Can you describe how you guys prepare for that during practice? The sudden change.
You know, we have, you know, several things that we do in practice. Just, you know, a lot of times, you know, we may be going out through a series where, you know, we're doing a three and out, and, you know, the ones may get off the field, and, you know, the twos may get on the field for a play, and the next, you know, Coach Grinch yells sudden change, and, you know, the ones have to get back out there. And so, you know, they, you know, our coaches, they do a phenomenal job of trying to simulate that situation. But for us, it's all about that mentality that no matter what happens, you know, no matter what the score is, no matter, you know, what's going on in the game, you know, we're the gladiators in the arena. So, you know, it's all about our performance, and it's all about us getting a three and out takeaway.
Coach Grinch said for lack of a better term, he called it brainwashing for the three and out takeaway. At what point did you finally see everybody start to buy into that mentality?
You know, when we just started, when we calmed down and we started to do our jobs, and, you know, it kind of goes back to last week. You know, obviously the first half that we didn't have the first half that we wanted to, and that goes back to us not doing our jobs. And, you know, obviously having that second half where, you know, we do our jobs and, you know, we have some success. And so, you know, Coach preaching that three and out takeaway and just, you know, continue to get a stop. You know, that all ties back to, you know, just doing your job and going out there with that mentality that we're going to get a stop. And so I think, you know, the mentality for us is, you know, just no matter what happens, I don't care if we're up by 50. I don't care if, you know, it's a tight ball game. I don't care if we're down by 30. You know, we're going to go out there and we're going to get a three and out takeaway.
Can you see the confidence building from that second half and obviously kind of building off of what y'all did tonight?
Well, I think the confidence has always been in when we do things right, you know, we get great results. And so, you know, it's kind of like, you know, like I said before, that kid that touched that hot stove, you know, well, we had a, you know, kind of a second touching of the hot stove. And so, you know, really had to understand that, you know, if we just do our jobs and, you know, everything, you know, will take care of itself. And so, you know, that's really, you know, what we took away from that, and just continue to just go out there and, you know, no matter what, you know, it's just doing our jobs, you know, and just focusing in on that individually. And if we do that, you know, as a collective team, as a defense, then we'll have success.
How good does it feel as a defense? I mean, you guys have kind of been carrying this team. I mean, not, you know, not to put it on anybody else, but you've had some turnovers deep in your territory where you've had to go down and make plays. You had a pick six tonight that could have really swayed things. I mean, it seemed like, in your career, you kind of guys have just been holding on defensively, but now it seems like you can almost make an argument that you're carrying the team.
I mean, we're a football team. At the end of the day, you know, we got our offense is back. At the end of the day, you know, we're a football team. And like I said before, you know, it's a collective effort between everybody. And so, you know, just proud of the way we battled tonight.
What was it like having Caleb Kelly back out there tonight?
It was amazing, to be honest. You know, I was talking to him after the game. And, you know, after we got to the sideline and Coach Odom came over to us and told us that, you know, Caleb was going to be in, I kind of took a double take and was like, dang, like just in awe because, you know, I specifically remember being there when he did, you know, get hurt and just, you know, being on the knee, you know, praying with him and just see him battle back from all that and be able to come back and contribute and, you know, have an impact for us is just something that's truly inspirational and amazing. So, and that's my brother for life.
I mean, the defense already seemed to have a lot of energy tonight, but do you think, you know, playing alongside him for the first time this season gave it maybe even a little bit more energy?
I mean, we're trying to pride ourselves on having, you know, unmatched energy, you know, no matter what happens. And so when you see a guy, you know, like him who's battled, you know, for me, you know, coming there and get next to me, you know, obviously, you know, it's a big thing for me to go out there and do it for my brothers. But, you know, seeing him out there, you know, makes me want to do it even more because just, you know, how much he's battled and how much, you know, me and him have been through.
How did you find out did you get a sense of how emotional today was for him in terms of going through senior day and all that?
Yeah. To be honest, I found out on Twitter. I kind of was watching tape and kind of took a break and, you know, looked on Twitter and it was, you know, obviously the caption that he had and I was like, what? And then once I watched the video, I was kind of in awe because, you know, just, you know, seeing all, you know, all that, you know, he's been through and the grind that he's been through with us. You know, you never want to see something like that happen to your teammate, you know, a brother. And so, you know, obviously I figured today is an extremely emotional day for him, you know, given that You know, he was pretty much his senior night, and so, you know, you hate seeing something like that happen to a team and a brother. And, you know, granted, always be my brother for life.
First drive or second drive, you blew up that screen pass, and it seems like really kind of set your night forward. Can you kind of talk about, kind of had a bunch of impact plays tonight, two or three tackles for loss, another half sack. Does it feel good to kind of be back to where you were before that Kansas State game?
I mean, I feel good. I mean, I've been battling. And like I said, you know, this season's been a grind, and continuing to grind it out. So, you know, I feel good to continue to do my job. I feel like, you know, as long as I keep doing that, we're going to be all right.
As a pivot to next week, does a backer relish the challenge of a downhill runner like Chuba Hubbard, nation's leading rusher, coming at you?
Yeah, most def. Obviously, you know, we know, you know, of Chuba and, know he's a great player and stuff like that. So I'm excited for the challenge. Excited to attack this week of preparation.
How do you feel about Oregon losing?
You said what?
How do you feel about Oregon losing?
That doesn't concern me. I'm focused on winning.
And a little different mindset from Jalen Hurts. While keeping the main thing, again, turnovers a bit of a struggle, but the Sooner captain, the Sooner signal caller, feels like the best ball for this team is down the road.
Say we found a way to get this one. Talk about, just the will. I give a lot of credit to just not giving up and staying true to who we are and playing ball. Defense played great all night. They made plays, critical times all night. O-line played great. Dominated the line of scrimmage. There's a lot of opportunities for us to learn, so we just got to continue to learn from them and continue to move forward. You know, I always say we want to be 1-0 every week. We're 1-0 today, so we enjoy it for 24 hours and move forward.
How did you, reflecting back on it, how did you see your two turnovers? The pick six looked like CD slipped.
Well, you don't want to turn the ball over, especially not in the red zone. It happens. But just got to learn from it and move forward.
Jalen, did they do anything on the goal line pass that kind of was different than what you were expecting, like jamming the route?
Well, I think 26 played the route good. Kind of anticipated the route. CD, I think, may have slipped. We'll see it on film. Maybe I threw a bad ball. But regardless, it was what it was. And how about how we responded to that, especially defensively? Defense. They showed up and made things happen.
Do you recall a fumble being taken away from you like that? Like your knee is like that far from the ground? Has that ever happened to you before?
Well, that's the name of the game. That's football. It's a game of inches. Regardless of the fumble or pick six or whatever mess up I may have had today, we found a way. So that's what it's about.
Jalen, can you talk about the workhorse that Kennedy's been in both these last two games?
We got great running backs. Great old lineman. A group that's getting that experience and playing really good right now. So just think the biggest thing we're going to take away from this game is knowing that we still yet to play a complete game, all phases. So we've got to learn from it. We have to make those changes and fix those things and move forward and progress.
You've been so good throwing the ball, down the field with the deep balls. You weren't, able to hit on those tonight. How much of that kind of forced this game into kind of what it became, which was just to grind it out?
Yeah, there were some shots that I missed down the field. I remember them as if I'm out there living it right now. But it's something we got to learn from. You don't hit them all, but I'm just fortunate enough that we played together as a team and we found ways to overcome those missed opportunities. We never want to leave any money on the table, but we found a way.
Coach Riley said that you didn't have to throw it in the second half because you guys were running it so well. Is it good to have that, I guess, to fall back on when the pass game's not there?
Yeah. You just talk about, like I said, how great our O-line played, how much push they got, and how many lanes they opened up, for the runners to run the ball. They did a great job.
Carried the ball 96 times in the last four games. Have you ever done that in your career?
I don't know. You can check the stats, I'm sure, ain't you?
Was your
your last game here, what's it been like playing for the fans here?
Like I said, it's different. I'm blessed and fortunate enough to be able to experience this. Along with many other journeys I've been fortunate enough to come across. Like I said, I pray the journey is far from over, and I pray the best is yet to come. And the best is yet to come. And it's yet to come. So we got to get better as a team, and I got to be better.
Jalen, I think every senior night has some emotions with it, but with Grant stepping away from the game this week, did that add anything, in terms of the offense's approach to this game?
Yeah, I think Grant, he's been a guy in this program since he's been here, a very loving friend, caring guy, and overall a great dude. And you talk about, you know, kind of identity we want to have as a team. We want to have the right focus and unwavering passion and energy and all those things. We want to be consistent in those things. So I'm just senior night or not, just approaching it the right way and having that right intent as a team.
Any more questions for Jalen?
How do you feel about Bedlam next week?
I'll be looking forward to it.
So that'll do it on our Sunday Presser Refresher. A reminder, the Sooner Sports Podcast will be live on the OU Football and OU Athletics Facebook page, as well as at @OU_athletics and at OU on the air on Twitter tomorrow. With Toby traveling with Hoops, Jessica Cootie will be our special guest on the Sooner Sports Podcast tomorrow. And of course, we'll have the press conference from Lincoln Riley during his media luncheon for you for immediate download as soon as it wraps up tomorrow afternoon. Until then, have a great rest of your Sunday afternoon. Enjoy the highlights from Saturday's game coming up here in minutes. Boomer Sooner, everybody.
This has been the Sooner Sports Podcast. Make sure to get all the latest episodes online right now at Soonersports.tv/podcast. And make sure to follow us on Twitter at OU on the air.
Second down and 6 from the 7. Hurts takes the snap. Wants to throw. Now he'll run it himself over the right side. Gets a block to the 5, to the 2, to the 1. Reaches for the end zone. Is he in? Touchdown! Jalen Hurts on the ground. 7:59 to go first quarter. Duggan's got it. Here comes a blitz. Duggan looks left. They got him in the backfield. Jalen Redmond. It's a sack. 4:47 to go first quarter. 7-0 OU. Hurts takes the shotgun snap. Wants to throw this time. Looks right. Has all day. Takes shot near pylon. Caught. Braden Willis caught it. He reaches. Touchdown. Wow. Willis caught it at the 2 and reached backwards for the pylon, and they give it to him. In motion, Kennedy Brooks. Snap, Hurts, looks left, throws end zone, left side, CD's there, touchdown. Welcome back. In motion, Barber, left to right, play action, back to pass Duggan. They set up the screen, got it, knocked backwards, smashed. Otolotolua got hit by K-9, who threw up the stop sign. I mean, the defense has picked up right where it left off a week ago in Waco. Brooks on the right hip of Hurts. Double tight end right with Hall and Willis. To Ramondre Stevenson, the back, excuse me. Snap to Hurts. He runs behind everybody to the right. Has the first down to the 5. Pushing to the 2. Pushing to the goal line. Give it to him. Touchdown. Snap. Play action. Hurts rolls right, sets up, lobs across the middle. Lebor is wide open. First down, he rumbles into TCU territory, and he's taken down at the 40. Duggan the snap, going to throw. Looks left, under pressure, steps up. He cannot get away. Ronnie Perkins dropped him. Snap to Duggan, runs right, option right, turns it up himself. Squashed by Neville Gallimore. Canadian bacon, a loss of 1. The freshman's got the snap. Back to pass, looks middle, throws middle. It is knocked down, picked off. Intercepted! Bookie! It was Bookie! They did it again! Win column, Sooners. Game over. Final score deep into a Saturday night in Norman. It was Oklahoma 28 and TCU 24.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.